Are you tired of feeling like you're always chasing approval, constantly battling with others, or struggling to admit your mistakes? In today's video, we'll uncover the toxic ego that's holding you back and explore how the ancient wisdom of Stoicism can guide you to a more fulfilling, peaceful, and empowered life. Lesson 1. Constant need for admiration. A sign of a toxic ego is the constant need to be admired. The need for approval from others makes people constantly seek it, often at the cost of their true selves. According to Stoicism, this need for approval from other people is a big reason why people suffer. As the Stoics teach, real happiness doesn't come from other people's praise, it comes from within. Admiration changes all the time. People's views change, and relying on outside approval for our sense of self-worth leaves us open to constant emotional upheaval. What happens to you doesn't matter. How you react to it does. This was said by the famous Stoic philosopher Epictetus. Wisdom tells us to stop focusing on what other people think of us and start focusing on what we're good at inside. Stoicism tells us to work on our sense of inner worth instead of trying to get other people to like us. This means living our lives according to our ideals and beliefs, even if other people don't agree with us or praise our efforts. The Stoics stress how important it is to know yourself and be disciplined, and they ask us to be honest about our reasons for doing things and the things we do. When we let go of the need to be admired, we break free from the chains of criticism from other people. We should not value positive feedback, but we also shouldn't count on it to make us feel good about ourselves. When we work on our own honesty and growth, we can handle the ups and downs of public opinion. In real life, we can begin by making goals for ourselves that are in line with our morals. These goals should show who we want to be, not what we want other people to see, whether they are about being kind, honest, or hardworking. As we reach these goals over time, our sense of self-worth grows based on our own actions and character, not on what other people think of us. Lesson 2. Arrogance and disdain for others. A toxic ego can be easily identified by the presence of arrogance and a disregard for other people. Because of these attitudes, not only do we become estranged from the people around us, but we also fail to recognize our own limitations and the knowledge that we can acquire from other people. Stoicism emphasizes that in order to live a life that is balanced and fulfilling, it is necessary to have humility and respect for other people. Marcus Aurelius, a Stoic philosopher, wrote extensively on the subject of the significance of acknowledging our interconnectedness with other people. He strongly reminded us to keep in mind that every individual we come into contact with has their own set of challenges and points of view. Through this comprehension, we are able to cultivate empathy and lessen our tendency toward arrogance. Stoicism serves to remind us that we are all a part of the same human experience, which is the source of arrogance, which manifests itself as a conviction in our own superiority. Every single one of us is subject to the same human situations, and there is no one who is essentially superior or inferior to another. The adoption of this viewpoint allows us to develop a sense of humility and to acquire the ability to appreciate the contributions and ideas of other people. One of the most common causes of disdain for other people is a lack of empathy and an unwillingness to view the world from the point of view of another individual. The practice of compassion and understanding is something that Stoicism urges us to do. When we place ourselves in the position of another person, we are better able to understand the difficulties they face and acknowledge our shared humanity. To overcome arrogance, it is necessary to actively listen to other people and to value the perspectives that they express. Instead of disregarding different points of view, we ought to make an effort to come to an understanding of them. Having this understanding does not imply that we are required to agree with everyone, but it does mean that we must respect their right to their own point of view. Reflection on oneself is yet another essential practice. Regularly analyzing our thoughts and actions can assist us in recognizing and addressing arrogant attitudes, which can be beneficial. In their daily journals, the Stoics frequently reflected on their day, writing down what they had accomplished and where they could make improvements. This practice assists us in remaining grounded and modest, recognizing our shortcomings and working toward personal development. Lesson 3. Inability to admit mistakes. One of the most major obstacles to both personal development and healthy relationships is the unwillingness to acknowledge to one's own faults. Having a fragile ego that incorrectly associates mistakes with failure or inadequacy is the root cause of this harmful trait. Stoicism instills in us the understanding that errors are not only unavoidable, but also present us with invaluable chances for personal development and improvement. Seneca, a Stoic philosopher, highlighted that to err is human, which serves as a reminder that everyone is capable of making their own mistakes. What is true is the manner in which we react to them. The best course of action would be to confront our errors head-on and gain wisdom from them, rather than denying or concealing them. This strategy not only encourages personal development, but also helps to promote trust and respect in the interactions we have with one another. There is a need for both bravery and humility while admitting mistakes. Acknowledging our flaws and accepting responsibility for our actions are also necessary components of this process. We are able to acquire the respect of people and exhibit our honesty by undertaking this action. According to the Stoic philosophy, true strength is found in our capacity to be truthful with ourselves and with other people, even when doing so would cause us discomfort. The adoption of a development mindset is one realistic approach that can be used to cultivate this mindset. In other words, rather of perceiving mistakes as failures, this implies viewing them as opportunities for progress. There are two questions that we ought to ask ourselves whenever we make a mistake. What can I learn from this, and how can I do better the next time? By adopting this new point of view, mistakes are transformed from sources of embarrassment into opportunities for meaningful learning experiences. The habit of soliciting feedback is another essential process. When we put ourselves out there to receive constructive criticism, we expose ourselves to fresh viewpoints and opportunities for personal development. It is necessary to be vulnerable in order to accomplish this, but it also indicates a dedication to personal growth and a readiness to gain knowledge from other people. Stoicism also instructs us to concentrate on the things that we have agency over. We may not always be able to control the results of our actions, but we do have the ability to influence how we react to those results. Through the act of acknowledging and accepting responsibility for our errors and taking measures to rectify them, we are able to exercise our agency and display resilience. Lesson 4. Holding grudges and seeking revenge. Holding grudges and seeking revenge are destructive behaviors that stem from a toxic ego. These attitudes not only harm our relationships, but also consume our mental and emotional energy. Stoicism teaches us the importance of forgiveness and letting go of resentment for the sake of our own well-being and peace of mind. The Stoic philosopher Epictetus taught that we should focus on what is within our control and let go of what is not. Holding onto grudges keeps us trapped in a cycle of negativity, preventing us from moving forward. By practicing forgiveness, we free ourselves from this burden and create space for positive emotions and experiences. Forgiveness does not mean condoning harmful behavior or forgetting the past. Instead, it involves releasing the emotional hold that the past has on us. It is a conscious decision to let go of anger and resentment, allowing us to focus on the present and future. Stoicism also emphasizes the importance of empathy and understanding. When someone wrongs us, it is often because of their own struggles and limitations. By recognizing this, we can cultivate compassion and reduce our inclination towards revenge. As Marcus Aurelius wrote, "The best revenge is to be unlike him who performed the injury." Practicing forgiveness requires effort and intention. One practical approach is to reflect on the consequences of holding onto grudges. Consider how resentment affects your mental and emotional well-being, as well as your relationships. Recognize that forgiveness is a gift you give to yourself, allowing you to release negative emotions and move forward with a lighter heart. Another important practice is to develop empathy. Try to understand the perspective and motivations of the person who wronged you. This doesn't excuse their behavior, but it can help you see them as a fellow human being with their own struggles and imperfections. This understanding can pave the way for forgiveness and healing. Lesson 5. Always being right. The drive to always be right is a manifestation of a toxic ego that places a higher value on winning than it does on knowing and doing what is right. This mindset has the potential to cause conflict and to impede personal development. Stoicism teaches us the importance of keeping a humble attitude and being open to gaining knowledge from other people. In his writings, the Stoic philosopher Seneca highlighted the significance of maintaining an open mind to novel concepts and points of view. According to his beliefs, wisdom is achieved when we acknowledge our own limits and are willing to adjust our perspectives in response to new facts that we are given with. When we let go of the obsession with being correct all the time, we make room in our lives for personal development and growth. The expectation that we should always be correct is one that is not only unattainable, but also leads to feelings of anger and disappointment. By preventing us from fully listening to and comprehending the perspectives of others, it also creates boundaries in the interactions we have with other people. The Stoics instill in us the importance of putting truth and comprehension ahead of arguments that are motivated by ego. Active listening is a useful strategy that can be utilized to overcome the problem of constantly feeling the need to be right. This entails making a sincere effort to comprehend the viewpoint of the other individual without instantly resorting to the formulation of a counterargument. It is possible to acquire new understandings and demonstrate respect for the perspectives of the other person if we listen with an open mind. Questioning our own presumptions and beliefs is another key technique that we should engage in. This does not mean that we should question all that we know. Rather, it means that we should be willing to consider the possibility that we could be incorrect. It is possible for us to have conversations that are more meaningful and fruitful if we approach them with curiosity rather than defensiveness. Stoicism encourages us to accept uncertainty as a part of our lives. On account of the complexity of the world, it is not possible to possess all of the solutions. We are able to approach life with a sense of humility and openness if we acknowledge that we do not know everything. This method of thinking frees us from the constraints of the desire to always be correct, which in turn enables us to learn and develop professionally. Lesson 6. Dominating conversations and interrupting others. Dominating conversations and interrupting others are behaviors that stem from a toxic ego seeking to assert control and importance. These actions not only disrupt communication, but also undermine relationships. Stoicism teaches us the importance of respect, patience, and active listening in our interactions with others. The Stoic philosopher Epictetus emphasized the value of listening over speaking. He believed that by listening more and talking less, we can learn from others and foster meaningful connections. This approach requires humility and the willingness to prioritize others' perspectives over our own desire to be heard. Interrupting others is often a sign of impatience and a lack of respect for their viewpoints. Stoicism teaches us to cultivate patience and to respect the value of every person's voice. By allowing others to speak without interruption, we demonstrate respect and create an environment where everyone feels heard and valued. One practical way to practice active listening is to focus on being fully present in conversations. This means giving our full attention to the speaker without thinking about what we will say next. By listening attentively, we can understand their message more deeply and respond thoughtfully. Another important practice is to develop self-awareness. Pay attention to your communication habits and notice if you tend to dominate conversations or interrupt others. When you catch yourself doing this, take a step back and allow the other person to finish speaking. This practice helps to cultivate humility and respect in our interactions. Stoicism also teaches us to value the quality of our conversations over the quantity of our words. Meaningful communication involves listening, understanding, and responding with thoughtfulness and respect. By prioritizing these qualities, we can build stronger and more positive relationships. Lesson 7. Blaming others for their problems. Blaming others for our problems is a defensive mechanism that stems from a toxic ego unwilling to accept responsibility. This behavior not only hinders personal growth, but also damages relationships and perpetuates a cycle of negativity. Stoicism teaches us the importance of taking responsibility for our actions and focusing on what is within our control. The Stoic philosopher Epictetus taught that we should take responsibility for our own lives and not blame others for our circumstances. He believed that our happiness and well-being depend on our own attitudes and actions, not on external factors. By taking ownership of our problems, we empower ourselves to make positive changes. Blaming others is often an attempt to protect our ego from the discomfort of acknowledging our own mistakes and shortcomings. However, this avoidance only perpetuates the problem and prevents us from learning and growing. The Stoics teach us that true strength lies in facing our challenges honestly and taking responsibility for our actions. One practical way to cultivate this mindset is to practice self-reflection. When faced with a problem, ask yourself what role you played in the situation and what you can do to improve it. This approach shifts the focus from blaming others to taking proactive steps towards resolution. Another important practice is to develop a growth mindset. Instead of seeing problems as failures, view them as opportunities for learning and growth. By focusing on what you can control and taking responsibility for your actions, you can turn challenges into stepping stones for personal development. Stoicism also teaches us to practice gratitude and acceptance. Recognize that life is full of challenges and that blaming others does not change our circumstances. By accepting responsibility and focusing on what we can control, we can navigate difficulties with resilience and grace. Overall, the toxic ego can be a formidable obstacle in our journey towards a fulfilling and harmonious life. However, by embracing the teachings of Stoicism, we can recognize and overcome the behaviors that fuel our ego. By letting go of the need for admiration, arrogance, and the desire to always be right, and by practicing humility, forgiveness, and responsibility, we can cultivate a more balanced and fulfilling life. The wisdom of the Stoics provides us with a timeless guide to understanding and mitigating the influence of our ego, ultimately leading us towards a path of inner peace and personal growth.